Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
This looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. My name is Lydia and I'm joined by my two good friends, Ravs and Harry. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Are you guys excited to kick this off?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just so nervous about just God, the questions, Lydia, the questions that we've received. Ravs and I have looked at them a little bit.
I don't want to ruin anyone's life, but equally, people shouldn't be following any of this advice anyway, so...
Yeah, I feel like we should say this is not legal, financial, relationship, this is not health advice, this is none of the above. We have no qualifications, this is bad advice.
Don't do what we do. Don't do what we tell you to do.
We literally have the dumbest jobs in the world. Do not listen to us.
If by some miracle we actually come up with some good advice, I would still think very hard to come up with it, if it's actually worth trying.
Yes. Critical thinking is required when listening to this podcast. So Ravs, for the newcomers, for the first episode listeners, describe to me, tell me the tale of 0 Degrees. Why are we here? What's going to happen? How's it going to work? Are we excited?
I'm very excited, and I hope that you guys are too. I just figured we're three good mates, and we collectively don't have any degrees, no qualifications really to speak of.
It's such a sad tale. Exactly. It's so sad.
So who more qualified than the three of us to help people? You know, as streamers, you know, people are always asking us in chat all the time, like... Mm. Dear streamer, help me, please. I just thought, why not make it into an actual podcast?
We do get bombarded with these kind of questions. And they are, you know, some of them are serious, some of them are ridiculous, some of them are just funny.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's nice to have a place to just come together and just collectively kind of laugh at the quandaries and the stories that our audience go through.
We've put out the feelers and we've received an absolute ton of submissions from you guys, which we're excited to get working on.
Yeah, I'm interested though. Lydia, what question do you feel like you're most looking forward to answer? Like, what kind of question do you want to get your teeth into? And equally, is there any that you're just like, fuck this, I'm out.
I know that there's going to be stupid, dumbass questions like, why am I no gum right? And stuff like that. And that is just not my, bloody expertise at all. I don't know how to answer those weird questions. I'm sorry. Those are your forte, Harry. Those are not my forte at all.
I guess we're already chopping up the question pie. Do you know what I mean? We're already like dividing it and staking our claims. What ones do you really want to pass on? For me, I just feel like anything like poo related, I'm good. I need to know about like your poo tales, your like, poo problems. I can't do a poo poo. I did a big poo poo. I did a poo poo at the wrong time.
What if we get like a time sensitive help? I'm at a party and I really need to poo poo, but the toilet.
I don't want to know. I'm good. Surreal. You guys can take those.
And they need the answer within 5 to 10 minutes. Like, God, they're screwed.
Then who better to send it into our backlog of questions?
Oh, I'll get this answered in 6 months' time.
All right, let's kick this off with the first question, which is dream related. So it's one night I dreamed Joseph. again. Wait, how do you say his name?
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Actually, wait, there's loads. Of
Jason Momoa.
Wait, there's loads of words I can't pronounce for this. I'm not really this one.
Okay, there's one word.
Vanilla vaccine.
Yeah, how do you say
vanilla? That must be a medication. Venlafaxine? Venlafaxine?
Yeah, I guess that. Yes, I think that is correct. I think you've got this one, Lydia. Go for it. Come on.
Well, okay.
I believe.
Let's go.
All right, let's kick this off with the first question sent in, which is, one night I dreamed Jason Momoa and me and my partner had a threesome. And the next morning it was announced that he was single. And then a few weeks later, I dreamed that my partner and I were a throuple with Andrew Garfield. And the next day he was declared single as well. Are my venlafaxine fueled dreams ruining this the relationships of famous Hollywood actors? That is the question they pose.
God.
I mean, once is a coincidence, twice is fate. You know, there's no way that's happened twice in a row and that's just coincidence. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that.
No.
This person has the power.
I think I want them to do a control group. You know, I want them to start, you know, fantasizing about a couple more people and see what happens before.
Yeah.
Who
do we want them to dream about and who do we want them to split up?
If they do just a little cheeky, hardcore swingers party with Henry Cavill, that would really help me if they could think about doing that.
That'd be great. That'd be really
nice.
Do
they take commissions? Do they take commissions?
That is so strange. It's weird how life like aligns and you find these moments of like seemingly random things kind of conjoining together. I kind of believe... Maybe you do have a superpower. Maybe you are special. Maybe whatever. I don't know what this medication is that they're taking.
Yeah,
maybe
this
is giving you the superpowers. I don't know.
Possibly. Do you guys often have like sex dreams about celebrities? Is that a thing you have?
I feel like a lot of my dreams are just exam related and usually nightmares.
dreams are all just nonsense. Like, they never make sense. Like, one minute I'm fighting a dragon, and the next minute I'm being like killed by Michael Myers or something. And then,
you're having a threesome with Michael Myers, and it's so fucking hot. And then he's single the next day.
Yep. Exactly.
Do you have a lot of sex dreams about celebrities, Lydia?
Every now and again. Again, like you, Harry, my dreams are more like, oh, I've got an exam, or oh, my teeth are falling out. They're usually more like stress dreams. Although, you know what? It's such a coincidence you said that, because last night I dreamt I was best friends with Lizzo. And now I've woken up just loving Lizzo. You know when
I'm literally Googling, is Lizzo splitting up with her?
we weren't partaking in a throuple of any kind. We were just best mates. It was lovely. And now I just feel so enamored by Lizzo today. I want to listen to all her music. Well, like, I just love her.
You just parasocially dreamed in a relationship with Lizzo. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just reminded me of one of my weirdest dreams. And I did not have sex with the celebrity in this dream, but I had a dream where I was best mates with Kim Kardashian and we went shopping together, and that was the entire dream. There was nothing sexual about it. It was just, we were just hanging out. But now, you know, split with Kanye, going with Pete Davidson.
I hope I didn't.
Yours is like if Ravs is friends with someone in a dream, they split up. I like that. That feels like a lot nicer.
Oh, no.
Feels a lot nicer than just like you're having this weird threesome and then that person is splits up in real life. It's very strange. I mean, I'm interested. Have they spoken to their partner about this? Like, does their partner know?
Oh, yeah. Like, would you feel jealous if your partner was like, I had this like really hardcore sex dream about a celebrity? Would you be like, makes me feel funny? Or you'd be like, oh, it was just a dream. You can't control that.
I'm of the mind of dreams are dreams. You can't really control them. They're whatever. No. You can't, you know, my partner sometimes wakes up and is angry at me for things I've done. And like, I am not the person in your fucking dream.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wake up and literally like punch me. Like, this is not okay.
I absolutely do the exact same thing. I get so pissed off because I'll be like, you cheated on me last night in my dreams.
It's your brain. It's your brain that's coming up with this. This is very much a you problem. I don't know. I don't put that much thought into dreams, but I do think they mean something. I don't think they're not real, right? They aren't like actually coalescing into reality.
What if they're just another multiverse?
Oh.
I saw a dream yesterday.
It's See, I don't know. Are there drug fueled dreams ruining the relationships of Hollywood actors? Probably, yeah.
Well, there are like, yeah, meds can make your dreams go absolutely crazy. I would say our advice for this reader, I would say is for an experiment, can you have a few more and see if they keep happening and then report back to us, as this could be a very powerful thing that we would like to utilize if possible.
Try it with The Rock, right? Try it with The Rock. He's got like a wonderful girlfriend and like a couple of daughters and stuff. Just see what happens.
Just ruin their lives.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Let's do a nice stable relationship, because it doesn't count if they're about to break up anyway. Yeah, exactly. Who is like the golden couple of Hollywood? Like, they're never going to split. Like, I guess.
Who is like the golden couple? Certainly not Will Smith. It's
clinging on by a thread.
Fuck it. Maybe do you write that one? I don't know. Maybe.
Just push him over the edge. Just
I think just every night, new celebrity, write a list, like date it down, send it in. I guess we are just asking this listener to go and dream about threesomes, which is a weird request.
Which feels weird. It feels weird.
According to the Google search I just did, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
No way. They are not the golden couple. What did she do? She dreamed him alive when she was 4 years old. That is not a stable couple.
That's a very weird thing. Did she actually say that?
She said that. She said that when, because he's 4 years younger than her, that when she was 4 years old, she like made him happen, made him like with her thoughts.
That's a weird premonition.
It really is,
right? That makes me uncomfortable.
Wasn't the other really weird thing they said was like, she said like, babe, you smell like weed. And then he looked into my eyes and said, I am weed.
And then he disappeared. And that was the first time they talked to each other.
Fuck my life.
If you could split them up, that would just be great.
Everyone would be happy about that.
Yeah.
What about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? That could be like a good test.
Oh no.
Right?
No.
That feels mean.
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Sorry, I'm just going through like an insider.com article here of Power.
Maybe split them up.
Okay, yeah. No. Okay. They seem pretty stable as well.
I mean, if anything, we'd all benefit from some more like sad John Legend songs. Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, yeah. He does write a lovely ballad, doesn't he?
Yeah. Make him really sad.
There's your homework. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Go have a crazy drug-fueled sex.
Enjoy your threesome.
Enjoy it. Have a good time.
I know there's strong opinions on this across the internet, everyone. Mm-hmm. Question two. If you stack two lasagnas on top of each other, do they become one lasagna?
I just have to just describe. I just literally facepalmed. This question is so dumb. This is the dumbest question in the world.
Yep.
But it is very thought-provoking.
It's kind of an infuriating question. You know, it's in the same irk as a hot dog a sandwich to me, which I strongly believe a hot dog's not a sandwich.
Agree,
and
it's not.
I agree.
I think, personally, that a lasagna on top of another lasagna is not one lasagna. I think it's two lasagnas.
Yeah. Also, are you doing it before it's cooked or are you doing it after it's cooked? I feel like if you do it before it's cooked, it's one lasagna. But if it's after cooked, then it is just, you have just taken two cooked lasagnas and stacked them.
I'm gonna separate from you two and think it is one lasagna. Because I feel like with certain foods, layered food, you can just keep snacking and snacking forever. Like a trifle, you just keep fucking layering that custard, baby. It's gonna just get more trifle-y, you know?
I feel like I'm getting triggered. I have a disdain. I fucking hate vertical food. Like food is so dumb.
Harry, no. Okay,
hear me out. Like, imagine a burger. Imagine an amazing burger, a lovely burger filled with so many lovely ingredients. Mm. The opposite of what you want it to be is going higher because it's more impossible to eat. Like food that goes taller is less fittable in your fucking mouth.
That's true.
We should go wider. So instead of like, you know, stacking things higher, we should go wider with food. So just the idea of even stacking two lasagnas on top of each other, I guess just makes me mad. And I'm sorry, I hate it.
You want them next to each other. You want a long lasagna. A longer, if you will.
Yeah. Made food.
Yeah,
I'd rather have a burger that's like longer.
Yeah. Big long burger. Okay,
no, I find it so, like, you go to a restaurant, you order a burger, and then you just have to basically take the burger fucking apart and eat it with like a knife.
Use a knife and fork. I hate that.
What are you doing? I want to get dirty.
I want to get dirty.
Yeah, I want to get greasy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'm already offended by the question, but I think I'd probably agree. It is one lasagna.
Well, no, because if it's cooked, and then like when you cook the first lasagna, it's got like the crispy cheese on the top. And but that has to be the top. If you have that in the middle, then I suddenly think that that's just two lasagnas that on top of each other.
You'll still have it at the top when the second one gets put on. You just got that nice little middle.
Yeah, but then that nice little middle bit is the beginning of another lasagna. You know? Because lasagna doesn't have a crispy, cheesy middle bit.
What is the definition of lasagna? I don't want to know what the average...
Oxford Dictionary defines lasagna.
What is the definition? Because I feel like Italians are we're losing the Italian listenership right now. They've left. They've gone.
Come back.
I'm screaming, please come back. I'm doing the hand thing they're doing. Gesturing them back towards me.
Pasta in the form of sheets or wedge strips, an Italian dish consisting of lasagna baked with meat or vegetables and a cheese sauce.
So it doesn't say how many layers though. It doesn't specify how many layers it has to have. I think we can all agree pre-cooked two on top is one lasagna.
I can't disagree with that.
And then cooking,
before cooked, yeah.
Then it gets a little bit.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable saying it's one.
There's a bit of a gray area on the cooked. Yeah, lasagna.
But I guess I'm still just like, why? Why are you stacking this food into an unedible pie? Yeah, like, I don't. Why are you doing this?
I'm just picturing all the sauce you're going to get on your face trying to get it in your mouth, you know?
I'm just imagining this wobbly tower of lasagna and you're just trying to fucking cut a slice down, fucking shaking. Like, just this, it's just a nightmare. It's nightmare food. Ugh.
It's stressful eating. It is stressful food.
I mean, people do like deep dish lasagna, right? But that's just like one big lasagna.
Deep dish lasagna?
I think
What's the difference between that and just lasagna?
Yeah,
what? Is it how it's served? Like one's just in a dish and one's free and easy?
See, when people say deep dish, I'm just always like, it must just be tons and tons and tons of layers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Google saying?
Google's saying, although there's no traditional number, most lasagnas have between 3 to 4 layers. Feel free to add more layers to accommodate a large party, however. So, you know, that's on the question, how many layers should lasagna have?
Wait, is that 3 to 4 layers of like pasta of each ingredient? Or just
I'm guessing it's 3 to 4 layers of each ingredient.
Each chunk. Yeah.
Because I guess like other layered foods, like croissants are technically just like millions of layers of like doughy bread, right? Like it's all butter and dough just layered on top of each other and then like it all rises. Is that
I never
kind of
think
the same?
Of croissant as a layer. Croissant. You got to say it like a true
food. Yeah.
Yeah, classic French croissant has 55 layers.
It's 55 layers in a croissant.
Yeah. Croissant. Again, we're really just fucking off the French listener base again.
Well, it's like, do we say it like mega British croissant or...
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant?
Croissant? Yeah. Croissant. Croissant.
I don't know how to say the word.
Say it, Ravs. Let's see how you do it.
Croissant.
What was that?
I feel like a Scottish man just sneezed.
It's a hard word for me to say.
I know in France they say that, you know, the more layers in a croissant, it's like the more impressive, the better the baker, like it's more artisanal to have more layers. So maybe we're like completely wrong. Maybe more lasagna layers, like in Italy, is like, oh wow, look at you, you're so impressive, all these layers. I don't know.
People feel free to let us know.
Any Italians? I feel like it has to be Italians.
Gotta berate us.
Yeah, there'll be some Italians who'll have like strong opinions on this.
Oh yeah.
That's just because they're Italian, not because it's about lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck's sake. All right. I guess it is one lasagna then. We'll go for that.
Okay. Yeah.
But with a sub.
Depending on the pre-cook, after cook.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's a good rule, Lydia. Wow, guys, it's weird that it landed on me for this one. This question comes in and says, where can I hide a dildo? For context, I'm at uni and my housemate got a dildo for Secret Santa at work. We started hiding it in each other's rooms and eventually I put it in her gym bag, expecting her to find it when she packs. She ended up pulling it out in front of her running club. What the? And I expect the game is about to escalate quite quickly, so I need ideas where to hide it. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's completely changed what I thought that question was going
to
be.
Same. I thought it was, I need to hide my dildo so other people don't find it. Not, I need to hide someone else's dildo so she gets embarrassed when people find
you're
it.
You're having weird, like, competitive dildo hiding.
Wait, can we also address the fact that she got a dildo for a Secret Santa? What the fuck?
I feel like that's quite a standard thing.
Is it?
Also, that's quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, I know. It's not cheap, is it?
Like, usually it's like Secret Santa's like a 5 or 10 quid limit.
Yeah,
like,
I've never had a Secret Santa that good. Fuck.
You never got one of those, what is it, love eggs?
I'll get you one. I'll get you one for Christmas this year, Ravs. Don't worry. I'll treat you.
All right. So where's a good place to hide it, which is going to really embarrass her flatmate?
Fuck. I wish I knew what sort of like course they were doing at uni, because it could make all the difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in what way? What do you mean?
They might have like a big art portfolio if you could somehow like get it in there, or like, you know, they might be in a science class, you could like put it in a beaker.
I love that. That's so proof that none of us have ever gone to university.
They get a science class and you put it in a beaker. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I guess my mind instantly goes to like, what is going to be the most, the objective seems to be to embarrass each other, right? That's that's kind of the friendly competition.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is like, where's the line? Where's the line for like, you've gone too far embarrassing? Because like anything of like, in front of family, is in front of family too far? Are their family coming to visit? Like, I would say that's too far. I'd say that's not.
Oh, I wouldn't. I was going to say, let's go for the most embarrassing, which is your parents, surely.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought of a great one. And it's it depends how close to this person you are, but like, if they're heading home for Christmas or whatever, just be like, oh, I got you a present for your parents.
Oh, no.
Wait, a present for your parents?
Yeah. Or like for you to take home for Christmas,
you
know, or whatever.
A thank you for your parents moving in or whatever.
Yeah.
Moving me in or whatever.
You know,
what
they were really nice when they were down or whatever. I just wanted to get them a little something and, you know, you have to package it so it doesn't look like a big dildo. And then Christmas Day, mom and dad, grand's round as well, you're opening up the package and then you just pull out the dildo. And it's even more impressive, you get it in like a glass bottle.
Oh, is it
one of those chips?
Is it even funnier though, actually doing the reverse? You find out where they live, send it to their parents, but address it from your friend?
Oh,
instead of from you, you
that
just
feels too far. That feels.
I mean,
that's an attack.
We're not really finding. That's not really where to hide it. That's just more like embarrassing them.
Yeah, it's got it. What's the original question? Where can I hide it? Yeah. I need to tell you where to hide it. So as much as that is the ultimate like cutthroat,
God, that
like
is mean.
Breaking
I hate
the rules.
That.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere hidden. So it's hard with parents because you know, we're assuming they don't. Maybe they don't live that close to them if they've moved out for uni and stuff. Yeah. So they probably don't see their parents that much. And where could you hide it so their parents find it when they come around? It's a bit of a weird one.
I feel like actually the best place to hide it is somewhere really obvious that your friend won't know, and you and your housemates can all laugh at. If your friend is either short or tall and thus doesn't get a good angle on something, can you just have it live somewhere for ages and everyone else can see it and knows it's there? Like hiding it in plain sight, I feel like is almost funnier. You know, that thing of it's just replacing the lampstick and the lampshade in the living room and like everyone knows it's there, but your friend doesn't know and everyone is just laughing about it. Like that feels like the kind of I feel like if there's a play like that, that's kind of
that's hilarious. I do feel like they've almost peaked with the dildo falling out in front of her running club. Like that is so embarrassing.
That's tough.
That like is that. Really tough to beat that. That is like, I can't imagine what...
You've already done so well.
That scenario must have been so fucking embarrassing. Holy shit. The dildo just rolls out in front of your feet, in front of all the people you go running with. Like,
I feel like, that's it. The only way to now one-up it is time. Like,
yeah.
You know, it has to catch them completely unaware. You know, this has to come back in like 4 months' time or something. You know, it needs to go completely out of their mind. Mm-hmm. But they're no longer worrying about the dildo and where the dildo is. And then, no, the dildo's here.
That story actually reminds me of a tragic story from my school time.
When
I was in math class and I was just like, you know, I like kicked my heel out of my shoe a little bit. You know, I was just bored. Mm-hmm. And then someone behind me must have played an awful, awful joke on me because I was walking, it was lunchtime. And I'm like, oh, there's like a balloon in my shoe.
And I proceeded to pull out in front of everyone the biggest, reddest condom you've ever seen. Like, and it doesn't help that my actual name is Johnny.
No.
So I'm just like standing there with this omega red condom.
Extra large.
And I am not an extra large.
So you can't even use it. It's a wasted gift.
It was a waste.
why at school were condoms just like the funniest thing? Why
I know,
that
right?
Because they're not that funny.
I don't know. Man, I feel like there's some good plays you could play, like hide it in the bread bin. That could be a good one.
bake it into a loaf of bread.
Yes, bake her a cake or something, insane. And give it to her to eat it at uni.
Actually insane.
And then she takes a bite.
That's so psychopathic. Yeah. I love that. But hide it in some food. Hide it in their food.
That's great. Like,
oh, it's your birthday coming up. Cut the cake.
No, not even cut it. She goes to take a big bite out of it in front of all her friends at uni.
So
and she's just hunkering down on a big dildo. I think that's great.
Oh, my God.
I think you nailed it, Harry. I think that's it.
I think that's it. I think that's the awful, awful answer.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Right, the next question. How to get to the next step in meeting up after a conversation on Tinder?
Mm.
Right. Do either of you have like Tinder experience? Like,
yeah, I went on a few Tinder dates before.
Yeah. So how did you? Did you navigate? Like, how did you navigate from the talking to the meeting up?
I went on like maybe 3 Tinder dates. And I'm an incredibly fucking shy person, if you can believe that. But I know probably not.
Merely just nodding. Yep, he is.
I don't know. I just spoke to them every single day. You know, just like every day we would just chat shit, keep the conversation going, and then be like, bam, what are you doing this weekend?
I agree, that's the strategy.
You know, that was it. Like, that just felt natural to me. So there should be a point in the conversation where it feels natural, right? Like,
I think you do have to be careful with that, though, because if you drag it on too long, you just kind of get bored and then maybe one of you moves on. Do you know what I mean? And there's like kind of this sweet spot of you're talking enough, you're getting to know each other.
It also depends if you just want some fuck or if you just want if you're looking for a relationship. You know
it's
I mean?
So, it's like doing a podcast with Shakespeare. It is beautiful. The way you articulate yourself is gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, I was moving
do
my
they
hand
want fuck?
You want fuck?
I'm saying that because like you want to get to know someone if you're actually going to go out and maybe go on a date with them. Where instead of you're like, want to go for some drinks, then do some fucking. Then, you know, you don't have to put in as much of a graph there, you know? It's just.
I get the impression from this question that they're thinking more about dating.
Yeah.
I think they care, right? They're like,
they're thinking about the fuck part.
I would say, echoing what Harry said, like you don't want to leave it too long because you get excited when you're talking to someone for the first time, you're getting to know them. But yeah, if it goes on for too long, they might start talking to someone else. They might like, it just runs out of steam. You might end up talking too much and then you meet up in person. You've already like discussed a ton of shit. You want to save some for meeting in person. I would say bite the bullet, do it sooner rather than later. And you could either do like a segue. You could be a kind of like, do you like movies? Or
that's a normal thing normal people say to each other.
They have to type
it the same way you're saying it, like weird capitals.
You like movie?
Something about, I don't know, like, oh, I saw that new, I don't know, something that, you know, in the cinema, and then be like, like, oh shit, do you want to go see it together? Or yeah, just bite the bullet and be like, say, hey, you're free this weekend, do you want to grab a drink? That is, you know what, I take it away, don't do any of my weird you like movie, just just send a message saying, hey, you free this weekend to grab a drink. That is it, that's all you need to do. That is it.
Or if you're not a big drinker and you don't, and they're not a big drinker, I feel like if
grab a bite to eat,
talked enough that you feel like you should take it to the next step. Sorry, there's a cat.
Lumbo is here to help solve the problems.
I feel like if you've talked enough, you should probably know the common interests that you have, right? And that can spring an activity or a thing that's related to that. Mm-hmm. Like that's a simple way to go about it. And if you don't have that, then yeah, just go for a drink. Yeah. And if you really don't have that, just probably stop talking to them. I don't know.
Make sure there's full conversation. Like, yeah, make sure you're at this person might actually say yes to going out on a date with you. Otherwise, you're just going to get there and like sit in silence. It's going to be really weird.
I would say the classic dating advice, like have an excuse, have a thing that you can dip on if you're like going on Tinder dates is quite scary.
Yes,
having an easy out of like
you know electric in room. Run.
What did you say?
Electric in room.
Movie picture starting. Just run. Movie time.
I like movies. I think I would say from the question, I would imagine that there's probably a lot of nervousness and anxiety about asking because they're worried that maybe the person will say no. But I think with this, like, just do it, because the worst case scenario, like if you've been talking, they're probably not going to say no. But the worst case scenario, if they do say like, oh, I'm busy or whatever, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Just ask them. If it happens, it happens. If they say no or it doesn't come to fruition, like it's not the end of the world. Like, just go for it. Like, but have belief in yourself. Ask them. Bam, go with it. Like, there's no point just being too nervous.
When I was nervous to do it, was I would type in, do you want to go out for a drink? And then I'd throw my phone on my bed.
Yes.
I would instantly do something else to distract myself. Yeah,
yeah. 100%.
I would wait for the vibration and I'd be like, oh, fuck, it was an email. Throw my phone away. Repeat until the notification comes in. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the worst case scenario is if they say no, then it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. And you never know. This person might end up being your partner in the long term. Like, it's worth it. Ask them. But, you know, go for it.
Hell, I love that. Great advice. Wow, we actually gave great advice. Lydia gave great advice.
Actually, make me good advice.
Ravs.
I've been asked this so many fucking times, man. All right, question 5. Is Ravs short for ravioli? No, it's not. It's its own word.
Could Ravs be short? I also like the most philosophical question. Could Ravs be short for ravioli?
It is, yeah. Much to my pain of choosing it as my online alias. When I was searching Twitter, when I was searching fucking Tumblr and stuff for people's artwork, people would be like, eating toasted Ravs. People be eating like toasted ravioli. And I'm like, I'm just trying to see my Minecraft fan art. You know, and I have to see people's like delicious thing. It's also an Indian name. Rav is short for like, I think, is it Ravindar or something like that?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Might be wrong. So I'd always be, you know, I type that in again. It's like, just chilling with Rav. I'm like, God damn it.
I know that you've told me this before, but I've forgotten. Why are you called Ravs? What is that?
I played World of Warcraft with a guy and we decided to make matching names. So he picked Navs and I picked Ravs.
That's cute. And
that is very cute.
From there on, I was like, I like this name. And I just,
yeah, it's a good name.
Just rocked it for a long time.
Why did he pick Navs? What was the, do you remember what the origin was?
His name was like Navio.
Right, okay.
Or something like that. So
I like that. So where did you come up with Ravs from?
I just was like, I'll just have a matching name.
Just rhymes, yeah. I was
like, Bav sucks, Lav sucks. Ravs, that's good. I like that. I like the way that sounds, Ravs.
It's so weird because I know it's not your real name, but I so think of you as Ravs. Like, I cannot get my head around that that's actually not your name. Like, your name is Jonathan. That's bizarre. You look like a Ravs. Like, it suits you so much.
Weird. It's so weird.
I have slightly been considering, like, should I just fucking change my name to just be Ravs?
Just
like,
go for it.
Surname, what's that word? Is it the word for having just one name?
Like Prince.
The artist formerly known as.
Oh, he's got about 10 words there, but yeah.
Yeah.
That just be prints like Ravs, you know. Just sign Ravs mainly because I have bad handwriting and I don't want to do more letters.
Do you think your mum would be sad?
Well, that's the reason I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
would be sad. But everyone calls me Ravs. Like when I go to a restaurant or whatever, that's like, can we take your name? I'm like, Ravs. Or I have that awkward moment. I'm like, Johnny.
I used to think that we were quite weird for people going by online handles and stuff like in our office. But actually, I feel like it's probably more common because a lot of people do have like, you know, nicknames or names they picked up at school or names they picked up at work and stuff. So I feel like we're probably not that weird. Like objectively, you just take a step back and it's like us at the pub. It's like, oh, Ravs, yeah, do this, and then we're just all saying each other's online handles, and it's very strange. Like spiffing Brits, spiff. Like these are not normal names to call each other. But yeah, I feel like other people have nicknames and stuff, so maybe we're not that odd.
I mean, yeah, some people's nicknames is like fucking Bongo or something. You know, you're like, oh, that's just Bongo.
Did you guys have nicknames at school?
Mine was funny. Yeah. Squid, just squid. Yeah.
People called you Squid at school.
Yeah. Well, that's how I got my like online name, was because people called me Squid. But it's weird because no one in my real life calls me Squid. Well, actually, one friend from school does, but no one at work, none of you. It's interesting because that is, you know, my username Squid Game, but none of you call me Squid. I don't know why it hasn't translated into real life.
Yeah.
I guess it's because when I'm online, I call myself Lydia. You know, I don't say like my name is Squid. And so it's not translated into real life as well. But I was thinking, like, most people that we work with, we call them by a name which isn't their name.
Yeah, we like use some derivative of, whether it's even a surname. Like,
yeah.
I don't call Tom Bates Tom, I call him Bates.
You call him Bates.
Like Master Bates.
Master Bates. But it's like, yeah, Ravs, Mousy, Xylus,
It's so weird. It's
my just, brain's gone to Rivian, bed. Like, Rivian, Daltos, Nalsy. Like, none of those people, that's their names.
No.
I think it's just a thing now where, like, if I introduce myself to someone as Ravs, which I would do now, I even think of myself as Ravs. Like, in my own brain, I'm like, Ravs. No, I don't even think of my name as Jonathan. I'm just like, Ravs, don't do that. It's like my inner monologue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Ravs, really funny.
So I think it'd be weird if you guys started calling me like Jonathan or Johnny.
Jonathan. What about if you were to be betrothed? If you were to get married, do you think they would call you Ravs?
No, they have to take that. They have to take the name Ravs.
Take the name Ravs.
I don't know. That's like such a weird thing to imagine. Like,
would you name a kid Ravs?
No, I wouldn't.
That would be fucking weird. That'd be a weird.
Imagine being assigned your gamer tag at birth. I mean,
Megazord Laser 5. Welcome to the world.
I mean, I guess Elon Musk had kind of got one now, right?
Oh, God, straight ready with a gamer tag.
God, that's awful. That is sad times. That poor child.
That poor fucking child.
That's why I wouldn't change the very rich child. That poor billionaire child.
poor billionaire.
I'm pity for that. All right, Harry, next question.
Were you just Harry at school? Did you have any nicknames or?
I went by my surname. There were a lot of Harrys. I was a year of Harrys. I had like at least four Harrys in my secondary school.
Oh, so
I was like Marshall.
You've got a cool surname.
Cool.
Yeah, it works as a cool.
Did you have was Veteran Harry also your online name, or did you ever have like another one?
Pink Toaster.
Pink Toaster was my first.
Nice.
Pink Toaster is my favorite. Pink Toaster, I think, is a great online handle. I love it.
I like it.
I just wish I still went by it. It's hilarious. It's such a dumb name.
It's adorable.
It's pretty
Pink
funny.
Toaster, yeah. I was Marshall, which I like. I kind of wish I could have had my online handle instead of Barry. Barry is so fucking just confusing and laborious. It's not good.
What I think is funny is how, like, knowing you, I switch between calling you Barry and Harry without even thinking about it. Like,
same.
It's like my brain just picks a random one to call you. It's so weird. I never think of you as one. I always just call you different things and I never think about which one it's going to be.
I literally, it's quite frustrating because Harry's already quite a common name. Barry's also quite a common name. So, you know, when like people walk past you in the street and they're like calling out for their friend, oh, Harry, Harry. I know that like two times. These are both like super common names in the UK. I'm constantly just like, I'm turning my head around looking for different people shouting out Harry and Barry. Fucking nightmare. This question. One of my family members is an Ann Summers rep. And keeps trying to sell sex toys to my female friends and is putting a real strain on my relationship with both my family and my friends. She won't stop despite my asking, please help. For those who don't know, I guess Americans may not be aware, Ann Summers is kind of a sexy lingerie nightwear-y sex shop in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They have like these people who are like reps for them. I've always thought it was like a bit of a pyramid scheme. I don't know how it works, but like it's basically these whoever it may be will have a bunch of dildos and sex toys. I don't know. I've not been to one of these parties.
obviously in the third person. I would experience this.
They will host a party with a bunch of, I guess, female friends or whatever, and just try and sell dildos to them. Lydia, know anything about this?
Voice cracked.
Why did your voice break then, right?
Stop talking about the sex toys.
I've never been to one, but from what I can gather, yeah, like you have a few drinks, so everyone gets a little bit loose, and then yeah, they sell these. they do live demonstrations. they try and sell some of these. It's like the same. Like Avon, where they try and sell like makeup products or whatever, but they just happen to be sexy sex toys.
I'm all for, you know, sex toy empowerment. Females, you know, use it, abuse it, do whatever you want to do to that toy. Have a fun time, enjoy it.
Harry.
0 degrees starts.
use it, baby. Okay.
Hell yeah.
But it does feel. It feels. I don't know. I'm a pretty open person. But like doing that stuff with like trying to like sell it to like your friends and family is like, there is maybe a boundary being crossed there, right? Like that is, that is like, there's a slight level of privacy that some people might enjoy of not thinking and knowing the intimacies of what's going on with their best friends or their family members. Mm. I feel like it's fair. I don't feel like I like disagree that this person is a little bit annoying.
Imagine you're like doing a shift at work or whatever, or you're out with your mates, and then you come home and then there's your mate with your mum and your sister and like some other female friends sitting in your living room, just fucking all holding massive dildos. Like, I'd hate that. I'd hate that. I'd be running up to my room. I'd be crying. I'd be screaming into my pillow.
That's like scarring. You're going to be telling a therapist that down the line.
You don't want to see that visual imagery, right?
Like, I agree, Harry. Definitely like, yeah, there's a lot of stigma around it, and people can find it obviously very embarrassing and stuff. But for a lot of people, it is still something that they want to keep private and they don't really want everyone to know their business. I definitely feel like a lot of people would find that like having their boundaries crossed. For some people, it'd be fine and, you know, more power to them. But yeah, definitely for some people, like I would find that really weird personally.
I guess it's that kind of thing of like the person who's writing in, their complaint is they're kind of like a third party, right? Like
they're not
saying their sex toys are bad. They're saying they don't like the idea of having to be, it's kind of like, it's a non-consensual participation in your mum buying a fucking dildo. Like, I don't want to know, mum. Okay. I don't want to know. Stop fucking like waving it at me. I don't know. Like, that's not fair. Like, I don't know. I
may have a terrible idea on how to stop her.
Okay.
You have to go to these parties too. With your mum and your sister there. I know it sounds grim, but if you go there and you just act way too into it, you're just like, man, I want the XXXL hugest dildo you have.
The pussy destroyer.
Destroyer.
The anal ripper. Oh my god, no.
I want the anal ripper. You know, I want a gallon jug of lube. Can I do a live demonstration for you all? Just try and scare everyone out of it, man. Like, try and weird them out.
that could backfire so badly of like this broaches this new relationship that you have with your family and friends.
Yeah,
like,
that's why it's bad advice, mate.
It's so great that you're so open to these things. I have all these questions that I'm going to ask you about these things now. And it's like, no!
Yeah. No! I think they might like it. I think if it sounds like they're quite pushy about it and that's why it's causing a strain. I think if you suddenly go, fuck yeah, tell me more about the dildos, I think they're going to be like, yes, finally. Like they're into it. So I think that is actually a terrible advice, Ravs. That's terrible advice.
Oh.
I wonder, I'm so curious to know which family member it is, because I think that really changes the dynamic. Like if it's your mom, if it's your sister, if it's your auntie.
It's going to be so weird. That's a weird fucking conversation.
Granddad,
stop trying to sell dildos to my friends.
He's going like a little maid outfit.
Oh my God. Granddad, no. I knew the first Anne Summer.
Oh God.
I feel like you just got to tell him to fuck off, right? There's like, you know, if it's really causing you that much strain and sadness, they're your family member, they should understand, you know, they're your friends, they're your boundaries. They're just trying to sell some fucking dildos. They can go sell dildos to anyone. Come on.
Yeah. I feel like also...
Everyone needs a dildo, Lydia.
I feel like these kind of ideas of Anne Summer's parties feels really outdated. Like, you can just buy everything online. You don't need to go to a party and like, I don't know. Like, again, maybe this is me being prudish. Again, I don't feel prudish when it comes to this stuff, but I surely it's just easier to buy something online, like rather than go to a party.
I don't have granddad. No.
Showing me how it works.
The upsell. Get a couple of butt plugs in the side. Come on, guys. Yeah, I agree. It feels very old fashioned.
Yes, old fashioned. Like you said, Ravs, it feels like a bit of a pyramid scheme, old fashioned right? Like way of selling stuff. But yeah, I think the best way is just to talk to them. I know seems pretty obvious, like, you know, pretty standard advice, but you've got to just say, like, I don't think any of us want your dildos, mum.
I do think you're right, Lily. The person, the family member it is really changes it.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's like, you know, your sister or brother, that's a completely different conversation to like,
your mum. Yeah, totally.
Like that's so, so different. Or like your cousin, like I feel like to your uncle and auntie, like if they're like, I feel like they're like the same like age sort range as you, like you're like more equals and you can say fuck off. Whereas I feel like if they're like, they are an elder, then it's a bit weird with auntie.
You know, I feel like auntie feels really embarrassing for some reason.
Yeah, like I feel like it is an auntie, honestly. Reading it back over, I feel like it is an auntie.
Yeah.
It has auntie energy.
It does, doesn't it? Wine aunt energy. Yeah, you know? Yeah. She's the one that drinks too much at the Christmas party kind of thing.
Yeah, she just picked up this new job as an Anne Summers rep and she's super liberal about it. Yeah,
nipple tassels. Come on, love, you want one too? Don't your friends want some? I'll get you a good deal.
God, and that does just feel like the auntie you could just never say no to. Can't tell her to fuck off.
You're like, oh, thanks, auntie.
maybe we haven't explored a route. Maybe a route is you join as an Anne Summers rep as well, and you just outsell them. You just outsell them to everyone you know.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Business.
No one's buying dildos like weekly. It's not like a fucking, you know, you're not like constantly splurging. Like it's a like a monthly to yearly purchase. Like,
I would say monthly. I don't think
different things or whatever.
How much are you ramming yourself, Harry, if you're buying once a month?
I got that acidic gooch.
That's my question.
They burn right through them.
I feel like just get the sales done. Like, just, you know, it's like pulling off a plaster. Just sell everyone you know a dildo and then it's done.
And then it's done and you can be free. The only way to free yourself of the curse is to sell 100 dildos.
That's such a good point, though. How is this aunt, I'm assuming an auntie here, how are they hounding people to sell these dildos? Like, sure, you buy one dildo and you're set for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you're like very clear that you've got the package
with the nipple tassels and shit. You know what? Like, how?
It doesn't feel like something that you can get that much sort of
mileage out of,
exactly. Like, yeah, once you've bought the fucking Fanny Twister 6000, like how many other ones do you have to buy?
I wonder if this is like a small hamlet, do you know what I mean? And it's just their family that live in like this tiny hamlet. So the auntie's just like, fuck, I have no one to sell to. Just like, oh, fuck. Auntie Marie's coming back around and she's got fucking a box of dildos again.
All right, I'm opening up Anne Summers to see how you become a rep. I don't see it on the book an event. That must be it.
It must be book an event. Like someone will come round with a suitcase of dildos.
We have a dedicated ambassadors across the whole of the UK now that are interested in an event. Simply complete this form. Yep. Okay. They do digital events as well. Is that something they're doing? Are they doing like a Zoom?
I guess it's like, they probably do it over Zoom, don't they? That is so weird.
Maybe we're wrong for thinking this is weird, but that is fucking weird. Just fucking open a web page and buy some shit. I don't know. Like, do you need to have like a big Zoom seminar of like,
this is the butt twister 5000. This is
my sex swing.
my husband Jonathan loves this one.
But that's what it'll be like. They'll be saying, I imagine the reps will be like, I've been using this and, you know.
Reinvigorated my marriage.
We're banging 8 times a day since we got this. Like, it'll be stuff like that. Like,
No one wants to bang 8 times a day. Sorry. Like, that is like, that is not, I don't want that.
It's not nice by the end, is it? It's just.
Just be sore.
Just that, Lydia.
What are you? We're nerds. 8 times a day. Excessive. It's crazy. I mean, if that's what these products do, then maybe I need to go.
Maybe I should be looking into the fucking butt twister 8,000 or whatever, because that sounds pretty good, to be honest.
All right, what was our rounding advice? Just tell them to fuck off.
Just tell them to fuck off.
Invite us to one of their events.
But yeah, we want to come. As long as there's free wine, we want to come to one of the events.
To come. Perfectly worded. Yes. What a wonderful place to end.
Thank you so much for listening to 0 Degrees. Be sure to submit your questions through the link in the description and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. We've been Lydia, Ravs, and Harry, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.